This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's been fun, and it's flying by. If you missed any of it, podcastarena.com or go ESPN975.com. Check the podcast of our shows. Go back and catch up on what you missed on the first couple hours, but it's been fun. Usual Suspects on a Monday on the precursor to Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Talk a little basketball. We haven't talked much about baseball.
I'm really hoping to come in and gloat today.
About?
About Alex Bregman being moved to the two-hole.
Well, you mentioned that twice now.
Yeah, I saw that and thought, because you know why? When I wrote the article, they always post them on Facebook. And if you're ever feeling good about yourself and you need to be brought down a notch, go read what people say about your articles on Facebook.
They put our articles on Facebook?
Yeah. So our...
I probably don't need to go.
No, you don't know. God, no. But I'll go to Facebook every once in a while and to our page, and they'll have, I'll see, like, or I'll get a notification or something, and I'll see the article there, and I'm like, it'll say, Barry Laminack, Astros need to shake up the lineup, or Bregman in the two hole, or something like that. And then all the comments are like, this is stupid. I'm pretty sure AJ Hinch knows what he's doing. This is the dumbest article ever. I had one guy that just, everything that they would post for me, he would just crap on. He'd be like, this is the dumbest guy. I don't know how this guy has a job. He's an idiot. So I really, I want to go back and post and be like, hey guys, like just wave like, hey, remember this article? Just, you know, when you said I was, cause
good for you.
And
you
it's easier to look up your haters. You don't have to like copy and paste the phone number into Facebook.
It's yeah. They're Facebook. There. They're there. At least
it's
they're
right there.
At least they're big enough to actually do that. Yeah. Yeah. But we're wrong so much that it's nice when you're right every once in a while. But I will say this, two games, he's batted in the two hole, three runs. Coming into that, he had three runs in 10 games.
So, coming off their first game against the Rangers when they got one hit from Evan Gattis.
Yeah, so the fact of the matter is, when you have, I mean, and I even tweeted last night when Correa hit that home run, guess who was standing on second base? Alex Bregman. Mm-hmm. When you get traffic on the base paths in front of guys like Altuve and Correa, the offense is going to perform better.
You're a sports genius.
I mean, you know, that's what happens.
There's the sports
sometimes.
Bosses on our network. We should just be the sports geniuses.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
The problem is that we have to live up to that. And we rarely.
Have Nick. And we have Nick.
Oh,
shot. Fire.
I owed you one.
The problem is, though, is I'm wrong way more than I am right.
And I agree with that.
Oh,
I do have bad news for all of us.
What? I looked for Fred, by the way.
The officials, and no sign of him?
I texted him, though. I asked him if he'll come on with us.
The officials for tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
The others don't matter. The one that does, Scott Foster, eh. Tony Brothers. I've warned you guys before.
You have.
Tony Brothers is that one name, if you're a Rockets fan, when you see that name pop up, you have reason for concern.
Why?
He has a track record of not being a pro-Rockets kind of guy. He's got a track record of going over the top a little bit back in the Yao days. But overall, and this came true, and I want to say the Utah series maybe, but Tony Brothers, the one loss that they've had, maybe in both series was Tony Brothers. Was one
is
of the
media allowed to talk to him? Because maybe I can ask him a question like, hey, why are you on the Rockets?
They have a pool reporter.
It'll be like reverse psychology.
Yeah, they only have a pool reporter that's allowed to talk to the official. I think that's only when there's some controversial call that they need explanation on.
So, like, you're thinking, like, you know how sometimes you'll tell a girl, you'd be like, I did this to my wife one time, just messing with her. This is the worst thing I could have done. I was like, what's that big, like, hump on your neck? She was like, what? I have a hump on my neck? I was like, yeah, why is it hump like that? She was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So she started wearing like shirts that covered her neck. And she was all like, she was all self-conscious about her hump for like a week. And then I was like, babe, you don't have a hump on your neck. I was just messing with you. She was like, she would be covering. Like, I'm like, why are you wearing a scarf? It's August.
You're so mean.
I've got a hump on my neck. But so you're thinking like, that might be the same thing with the referee. If you're like, why do you hate the Rockets? He'd be like, oh, I'll show you.
One ESPN show.
Yeah, no, he'll just be like, I don't hate the Rockets, and you know what? I'll prove it. I'm going to give him all the calls.
Should I ask him something?
Yeah, you should. And then
you're not going to be allowed.
Tell him he's got a hump on his neck too. Just throw that in, just for good measure.
Yeah, they do the pool reporter one allowed.
You should do that with Lisa. Just try.
No
just try
chance.
It. Be like, sweetie, what is that?
I already know what the hot buttons are, and I ain't pressing.
Just ask her, like, are you?
No chance.
Be like, baby, do you have scoliosis? Because, like, I see a. I know that's not the same, but she won't know.
Nope.
Just be like, you got, like, a hump developing on your back of your neck. Maybe you should drink more milk.
Wouldn't be prudent. Not going to.
Yeah, osteoporosis. You're, like, hunched over like Mr. Burns. Don't do that. It works, though. I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, you should try that with your wife. It's a good time for about a. Let it go for about a week. Just let it go.
You're trying to cause fights all across
the
city.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm just throwing stuff out
that
works. It works at the Lavinack household.
Yeah, and then someone's going to come back with only one eye. Going, thanks, Barry. There's the new hashtag. Thanks, Barry. I just got a plate thrown off my forehead thanks to you.
Eric Graham said, how's Barry going to be managing both the Astros and the Knicks? I'm not David Fizdale, all right?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? Don't start. Don't. Hey, we also need to say, Fred's going to join us, by the way.
Oh, good.
I asked him. He said he'll be in at 3:15. So we'll just do the betting thing in the next segment.
Cool.
And get his expert opinion on that. Well, Jong tweeted out that we did pretty good in the ratings.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the station. We're doing.
Number one station, sports station in Houston, which I verified, which was fantastic.
Yeah. And I just saw that again because Travis Porter's like, so basically it's been a kick-ass year for 97.5. Nice work. Keep it up. Love the shows. And we thank you, Travis. All of us thank you for listening.
Even your boy.
For who?
That called you earlier.
Oh, Patrick.
No, you're not supposed to mention his name.
Trick. Oh, trick-ass Trick. Yeah, no.
Trick-ass Trick.
I appreciate everybody that listens. Again, and I don't have hard feelings. See, I'm not like... There's a specific listener right now that is so upset with me. He's subtweeting me and throwing shade on Twitter, and he's very angry, and that's fine.
Not this guy?
No, not this guy. There's another one,
really?
And that's fine. Yeah, and I get it's okay, but I can dish it out. I can take it. I would expect you to be the same way. And no, I don't hate Patrick. Like, if Patrick wants to call tomorrow and if the Rockets lose, be like, yeah, I told you. Like, that's fine. But don't – my whole point was you can't just call and start putting words in our mouth like we said something we didn't and just trying to thump your chest when we agree with you, basically.
And that happens a lot. By the way, the good thing is we're good about being able to own up to it when we're wrong.
Well, yeah. It's called practice.
Right, but it's nice. It's nice when you get it right. Like, whatever we're saying – you get it right and regurgitate it before it goes either way, right or wrong.
It's amazing. If you're wrong, every listener is going to let you know that you're wrong and you were wrong.
Yep.
But when you're right, I mean, I think I've gotten one text the entire baseball year for accurately predicting the Rockies would make the playoffs last year. But everybody, you miss everything else and it's whatever.
But it's true.
Yeah, it is.
Astros took 2 of 3 from the Rangers.
They did.
So that was good. Friday night was embarrassing. Only get one hit. It was by Gattis. Spoils another Verlander performance. He was fantastic.
Can you explain to me why he's not getting any run support?
I mean, it's because Bregman wasn't in the two hole yet. I mean, once they put Bregman in the two hole, everything changed.
It has to be. But I don't understand why they're not. I always thought that when you get behind a guy like that, that you would relax, right? Like, it feels like they're not relaxed when Verlander's on the hill because they're not producing runs for this guy.
Yeah, they're just not. And I mean, look, Garrett, but you can't say just this guy because Garrett Cole's had a couple of outings where he even left with a 5-run lead and they weren't able to keep that.
Well, you can blame the bullpen, not the run support.
Right, that's not the run support. But we all know that they've been struggling with the bats overall for the entire look of the season so far to this point. It was nice to see Evan Gattis break out with back-to-back games with a home run. One was just absolutely plastered deep. But you could see that you could see by his reactions, it was good to get that off his back because he was taking a lot of heat. And I'm sure he's one of those guys that owns up to it. He wasn't hitting the ball, but he got hitting. You mentioned Correa went yard. But overall, the offense seemed to jumpstart again, and that was good. And now we'll see because it's a big series right now when you're neck and neck with the Angels and you go to Anaheim. A big series for them to see if they can keep this momentum going now.
I'm trying to see what run support for
Verlander.
He's getting 3.6 runs a game. That is paltry. That's not good. No, there's only three. Ken Giles, Colin McHugh, and Tony Sipp are getting less per game on the Astros. And that's understandable. Your bullpen guys don't get a, quote, lot of run support. But if you look at starters, Garrett Cole's getting 4.6. Charlie Morton's getting 5. Dallas Keuchel's getting 5.7. Lance McCullers is getting 7 runs a game. So all those guys are pretty thrilled with it. But, yeah, for some reason, Justin Verlander just – They are not they're not hitting for that dude.
And I can't explain why they can hit on the road, and then they're just so their averages and their slugging is so paltry at home too. When they played great at home last year,
yeah.
So it's hard to explain. But the good news being said with all that is they're still in first place. In the win column, they have 2 more wins than the Angels, as both teams have 16 losses. You got McCullers on the hill tonight, so hopefully they can keep it going. But even if it is a road thing, let's just make sure the bats stay hot, keep going. I would expect that Springer's going to be back at the top of that lineup, because that's the other thing that kind of ticked me off, was they hit Springer, then they went after Correa. And don't tell, it's the Rangers. Don't tell me that there wasn't any kind of premeditated thought in that.
Yeah.
And then I love the fact, because Lisa had never seen Charlie Morton before, and really, she liked his quiet demeanor. But I said, but he's a bulldog out there now. He's not going to take any crap.
Nope.
And he went right after them, and he didn't hit anybody, but he definitely made a statement by throwing at, not Gallo, who he threw at, who's arguably their best hitter right now? Regardless, we'll look it up. But I mean, look, at least he sent a message back. It really started aggravating me that they hadn't responded. We talk about it all the time in basketball with who's the bully, who's the guy that's going to stand up for your squad. Well, at least from the standpoint of going back at someone, they did that, and that was good to see. Yeah, Mazzara. Yep, they went after Mazzara. Good to see. So McCullers and Andrew Heaney tonight. 9:07 start with an 8 o'clock Rockets game. Good luck catching the last couple innings of that one.
Another important series, though, man.
Yeah, very important.
The Angels aren't going away anytime soon, so better take care of business. What are they right now? They're down one. They're 1-2 versus the Angels already. So
they're 26-16. Angels are 24-16.
So. But in the series, in the season series against the Angels, they won game 3 of the first series.
All right, Fred's going to join us next. You guys asked, you will receive, as I already told you about his article on sportsmap.com, but he's going to break it down for you. The Supreme Court ruling today, legalized gambling, should be an interesting topic. So we'll get to that next. Don't go anywhere. It's more of the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and one of our family members has joined us now because, as you all know, if you follow the Blitz, and of course most of you do, the number one sports show in the city, and these guys know gambling like the back of their hand and the front of their hand when they're accepting the payoffs for cashing in tickets. Fred Fowler joins us, and Fred, big news today out of the Supreme Court. I don't think that anybody cares what the actual vote was, but it was 7-2, legalizing sports betting and gambling, and what does that mean for people here in the state of Texas?
Well, unfortunately for Texas, it doesn't mean a damn thing because we're so far behind when it comes to gambling. It's not going to happen here. But the ruling, essentially what it does is eliminates the ban that prevents states other than Nevada from having legalized gambling. So essentially, without getting into too much detail, states will now have the right to make the determination whether or not we have sports betting. And which is obviously separate from casino gaming, but if you have a casino, certainly you're going to put a sports book in there. And it looks like between 6 and 10 states will have it up by football season this year, because some states have been preparing for this. West Virginia, for one, New Jersey. Unfortunately, none of them are near us.
I was going to say Louisiana.
Louisiana is the one that makes sense.
Basically, in the story, and just shameless plug for sportsmap.com, one of the things that I did do was there was a couple stories that speculated on who would be next. And it was 12 states will have it in the next 5 years or next 2 years. and another 18 would be on board in the next five, and that would include Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico,
okay,
all the neighboring states that we go to now to lose our money in the casinos.
Right. Now, the thing that I don't understand about this, because I why is everyone in sports, and I'm talking about the commissioners of sports, why are they so opposed to this?
Because they're pretty short-sighted. Frankly, having a wider legal base for gambling puts more scrutiny on the teams. It puts more scrutiny on the games. There's less chance of people throwing games because now there's a better chance of you getting caught. And frankly, a lot of the stuff that has been caught in the past has come out of Vegas, where they're the ones who recognize the betting patterns and then said, hey, so if you can't get away with something like that by going to underground and illegal books, then you're going to have to go through the casinos. And guess what? They monitor this stuff closely. And we talk with RJ Bell about this all the time, that, you know, having more legality will lead to more scrutiny, which means there will be less cheating.
Now, the two things I've heard on devil's advocate, both sides of the equation, is from an NCAA perspective, how in the heck are you going to do that? Because we already know that kids have been on the take. And obviously, the NCAA has been staunch about fighting this thing tooth and nail, like you said. And on the flip side, maybe coming back from that, you can talk about the fact that at least one commissioner that has not been short-sighted, Adam Silver, who realizes, hey, there's money to be made here. They were big in doing the fantasy basketball same day, all those, you know, kind of things. So maybe we can touch on both of those.
Well, yeah, I think people who, especially the NCAA, go ask them who are the ones who found out their scandals. It wasn't the NCAA. And that's the thing. The states are going to monitor it. And they'll be the ones who catch these guys. So, students, refs, there's people you can get to. Like, if you and I wanted to go fix a game right now and we wanted to spread the money around, absolutely, there's people you can get to. But the odds are we're going to get caught if we do it go through a legal book and bet. And that's why, you know, I know the NCAA is all scared about it, but the reality is there'll be more oversight on the NCAA from the states themselves, from the governments. There's all kinds of clues to betting that will tell you, hey, something's going on here. There's too much money going on this game where nobody is playing Louisiana Lafayette. What the hell is going on?
The trends and that tendencies raises leading red up flags to the game.
Which leads to investigations, which leads to people getting caught. So if you're somebody who's out there trying to fix games, there's a better chance of you getting caught if it's much more accessible and legal.
What's the impact of this on offshore betting and offshore gambling? And do you think that actually adds not a safety net, but it kind of makes it more, like, the fact that it is offshore, I feel like sometimes you have to worry about that. And if you're bringing it home, it's less to worry about. I don't know.
From a different perspective, people are already doing it, right? I bet offshore. Mm-hmm. I'd rather that money go to taxes here.
Right.
I certainly would much rather bet in my own state and have whatever percentage they take out go to fund education or pay more money to our firemen who deserve it in this city, by the way, or our police. Whatever you want to do with it, I don't care. I'm happy to pay those taxes. And I think most states are going to realize that this is going to be a $2 billion business for them. That's a lot of money for the state coffers. And so I do think it will impact offshore gaming. Again, not going to impact us here because it's just not going to happen in Texas, not anytime soon. There's too much influence from the neighboring states. And, you know, basically, all of the casinos outside of Texas are already funneling money here. Those states are going to keep doing it into certain people's pockets, and that's why it'll never happen.
Which one will happen first, legalized gambling or legalized weed?
I would
in Texas.
I don't think either one happens, but I think weed has a better chance.
Really?
I can't see gambling for at least 10 years, not until there's significant changes in the state legislature, and I don't really see that happening. And I'm not so sure I'm for having all this in the state. And I'll tell you why. I've kind of come around a little bit. I always, one of the things I tell people, if you're not betting, don't start.
Yeah.
Because
I asked you about it.
And the reality is, some people really shouldn't be betting. And as far as I'm concerned, if you can't afford to drive over to Louisiana for a weekend and get a room and play, then you probably can't afford to stay home and bet.
Mm.
And so, I mean, I do think there is that side to it. And I think there's enough positives that I like about, you know, some of the things that we do in this state, especially business related as a business owner, I appreciate some of the things that I get there. So it's a trade off, right? But, you know, I would love to see everything legalized, but I know it's not going to happen. And I'm just trying to look at the positives, I guess.
I was going to say, if there was legalized weed and gambling, you'd be like, I can die now. This is a, yeah, this is a haven.
Or you'd want to hang around longer because it's all right in your backyard.
Well, and when I retire, I'm going to go to some place that has legalized weed and gambling. Yes, yes, no doubt.
Now, I mentioned now, silver.
Stateside or like Bahamas?
No, I'd
stay here.
Somewhere here or Canada.
I can see you in Jamaica.
But does it depend on how the movie does? If the movie does great.
Then I'm buying my own island.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then I'm making my own rules.
Yeah. We're legalizing, welcome to paradise, Fred's home.
We're legalizing all kinds of stuff there.
Fredistan. I'm moving to Fredistan.
How many leagues? I mentioned silver earlier, but I know he's been pretty much, he's been with this. He gets it. This is where everything's going. But he also said he'll take 1%. Of all the bets.
Right, and that's funny now that all the leagues are trying to get into this now. They opposed it at every level, all of them.
Yeah.
And they finally lose, and now it's, now we want a piece. And I don't know how they're going to be able to get into that and say, well, we should get a piece because... And even the Football Players Association is like, we want a seat at the table. Yeah, now all you guys want a seat at the table. You fought it all the way, and now you want a seat? And you know who's that money's going to come out of the pocket of? Us.
Yep.
It's not going to come out of the state's pocket or anybody else. And we're already, you're already getting less than even money on a bet. So now you're going to take more. And because a friend of mine was asking, now there'll be competition. It'll be minus 105 instead of minus 110. I'm like, not necessarily. Not if these leagues get their way. Then we're looking at maybe minus 120. And
what?
Yeah. And again, it's hard enough game as it is. It really is to make money at this. And as much as I've done it, I don't always make money. Believe me, people who listen to the show know that. I'll tell you when I'm losing. But you got to come in 53, 54% to have a good year. Well, you add that to it. Now you're talking about 56%.
Mm-hmm.
And again, now it's starting to turn into more of a lottery. And I don't like that because that's just taking money out of people's pockets.
Is a solution to maybe have some fees where you place your bet and then there's like, $2 or $3 that'll be divvied up amongst whatever leagues or whoever you're betting against?
Well, frankly, I don't think the league should get anything. They don't in Europe.
Yeah.
And Europe's pretty good at this. In terms of having betting everywhere. Now, if they want to open their own bet shop at, say, Toyota Center.
Right.
That won't be Toyota Center. That's a bad example. But maybe you want to open a bet shop at Oracle.
Right.
And people want to go and make bets while they're there.
Boy, that would be cool.
You take your percentage.
God, that would be
great. And that way the leagues can get their money out of it. And if they want to bump the rake a little bit because it's in the building, so be it.
Convenience fee.
Yeah, right. That's fine.
$3 for fees all the time. Yeah.
I don't think people would have a problem with that at all. But to try to say you're going to get money out of me going over to the Golden Nugget and betting, I got a problem with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think most players would. But the problem is everybody's so happy that it's here, they don't care if you, we got to put all the fees you want on it. I just get to gamble legally.
Yeah.
Woo. And it's like, don't do that.
Don't ruin it.
No. And it was, and that was one thing today is like people were tweeting, the people live in this state were tweeting, this is great. This is great. And it's like, well. No, it's Texas, and this is just not a mentality that exists here. And until the people in charge, and I've always said, just let us vote on it.
Yes,
that's it.
Sure.
And if we voted on it, and the people said no, you know what? Never say another word.
Can live with it.
Because I'm about what all the people want, right? And what's best, what's best for us, and what we think is best for us. But they're never going to let us vote on it. So
yeah.
But if they did, I'd be the first person if it got voted down to say, I'm cool. I'm out on it.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us, sir.
And we're getting a ton of texts. We're getting a ton of texts that come in on the text lines. Just wait for the blitz. I mean, they're up in 30 minutes. I know you're going to have more questions. Text Fred. And I'm sure he'll answer all of your questions because there's a ton of them out there.
Yeah. After the other guys get off the air, then you can stay tuned to the number one.
After the big show.
Yeah.
The little show.
It's the bigger show.
The bliss. Oh, it's the bigger show.
There we go. That'll make AJ
happy. It's the greatest
happy.
Show in the history of the known universe, man.
And
that's
make
bigger
sure
than
you check out
show.
Sports Map on a daily basis because, look, we always we like to toot our own horn on the fact that we put some work into this thing.
I mean,
Fred is the man behind it. And the fact of the matter is, if you want the best sports content in town all the way across the board, check out sportsmap.com on a daily basis. Fred, appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
everybody
thanks,
can catch him up at 4 o'clock up until 7 with AJ. We'll be back with the final half hour of the show right here on ESPN 97.5. I try not to whine, but I must warn ya. About the makeup of California. Alabama baby said, hallelujah. Good doctor, I wish you knew ya. I know for sure. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It has been good, and it got better. Fred joined us, gave you a little breakdown on gambling, so you hear it from the experts, rather than having us guess on what the impact could be. Have the guy who knows it like the back of his hand talk about it.
Yeah, it wouldn't have made sense for us to pretend like we knew anything about it.
And we're not pretenders.
And then just sit here and spout out stupid and useless information. You know, or just be like, well, that's good. Yeah, isn't it? Cool. All right. All right. What are we going to talk about next?
They know where to go if they want pretenders. But here's the other thing.
Joel, tell me where. No, where would they go for pretenders?
There's maybe two other options that they can go to. Here's
like
the other
numbers?
Thing that kind of parlays on that that gambling story.
Okay.
It came out Friday, and people still talking about it today. When Tillman Fertitta bought the Rockets, that excluded people from betting on the Rockets, but it also excluded from him cashing in on Rockets-related bets during the course of the season. So the article stated that anybody that bet the Warriors to win it all in the Western Conference is automatically a winner, and that his casinos, including the Golden Nugget, started paying out already. Regardless of who wins this series, the people that took the Warriors, automatic winners.
That sucks.
Isn't that crazy?
Unless you pick the Warriors, because you still might be a Rockets fan, but you're like, yeah, there's no way they win the West. So I'll go Warriors, because duh, Warriors.
Yep.
And then you still win. How cool would that be? I mean, it sucks for him.
And I asked Fred in the break.
But if you're asking me to feel sorry for a multimillionaire or a billionaire, no.
But he said you would have to be super cagey and savvy to pick that one up, because not a lot of people. I was like, how many people saw that when the sale was going through and went, oh, hey, here's a chance to really get better odds? Because, and he said, you know, at the start of the year, who'd have thought that the Rockets were going to be in the Western Conference Finals? Even try to figure out, once they got the Chris Paul trade done, how's that going to affect them? How are they going to be? But you knew the Warriors were going to be there. But at the end of the day, people are really loving the fact that the people that took the Warriors are getting paid.
If I thought I lost, I would probably have thrown the ticket away.
That would suck.
And then be like, well, they're not winning the West. As soon as they were out, like, what was it? Because there's a couple games left, right?
Yeah.
I would have been like, well, that's it. I'm going to lose that and throw that away. And then you probably come across an article that says it, and you're like, damn it, I shouldn't have thrown that away. That would be my luck. That's exactly what would happen to me. I was distracted because I'm looking at our rundown, and I'm fascinated by this story.
Okay.
Bosch being sued by mom.
Yeah.
Can you please? I'm trying to read it during the break, and we were talking to Fred and stuff. But here's what I've gathered so far, and correct me if I'm wrong on it. Mm-hmm. But Bosch promised his mom a home, or let her live in a home, and she says that he had her sign documents related to the deed, and she thought that she was signing papers related to a divorce, and that the house was going to be transferred to her name. And instead, they were transferred to Chris's name only, and now he wants her out. Regardless of the fact that she's suing him for all this, why the hell is he kicking his mom out of the house? Did it say that?
Well, if you
there?
Remember,
like, what happened?
This story goes back, and we touched on something like this, but not to this degree. But if you remember, I think it was a couple months ago that his mom was arrested for trafficking drugs out of a house. In his name.
This is the one.
So this is why.
Pack your bleep, mom.
Yeah. It's come full circle.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
So wow. Frida Bosch.
Yes.
Frida claims she only learned that she didn't own the home in August of last year when she was contacted by Chris Bosch's lawyer. I think that was all right about the time that the whole drug story was coming out.
If I found out, I'm struggling with that. If I found out, so I buy my mom, let's say I just make it huge in comedy and I'm able to buy my mom a house, because it's not going to be radio. And so I'm like,
sure?
Yeah, we definitely aren't going to ever be Howard Stern
Patrick
level.
Patrick said you're going to make it.
We're never going to be Howard Stern level on this show. But I'm like, if I bought my mom a house and then she's selling drugs out of it and the house happens to be in my name, so it's a, I could go, I would be pissed. I would probably... either put the house in her name or make her, you know, stop. I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I could kick my mom out.
I was going to say, that's the biggest thing. They said Bosch has been trying to evict his mom from a house that he owns in Texas. It's like, nothing's more difficult than trying to kick your own mom out of a house. I don't care what the beef is. God, she birthed you into this world.
I would struggle with that.
That would really be really super tough.
But I think people fall out with their parents. And, you know, I know people that can't stand like their dad or their mom or whatever. So
the house is in DeSoto, Texas. And she's claiming that that Chris promised to take care of her and allow her to live in the home for the remainder of her life. And that he signed the documents in 05. But again, everything, including the game changer that changes all games, is when mom's trafficking drugs out of your house in your name.
Yeah, that is definitely a game changer.
That'll do it.
That's a fascinating story, though.
Yeah,
I'm glad you put that in there.
Pretty crazy.
And
by the way, getting back to our story before that, the Chronicle just broke a story that says that Tillman Fertitta, speaking on CNBC's Power Lunch, said he stands to benefit on both sides of the equation from this Supreme Court ruling that could allow individual states to offer sports betting. He wouldn't go as far as Mavs owner Mark Cuban, who speculated franchise values could double with increased legal gambling, but he acknowledged he'll benefit both as the owner of the Rockets and through Landry's ownership of the Golden Nugget and casinos in New Jersey and Mississippi. So it's a faster track approach to expanding the sports gambling world. He said, do I get a bump on both sides? Definitely I do.
Nice. Lucky
I can
him.
Only help the overall franchise.
Yeah.
And the city of Houston and all of its fan base, because he'll add more amenities and have more money to play with to do more things for the team.
Hopefully he'll be lobbying to get all that legalized here in Texas, because I'm like Fred, man. If they had legalized weed and gambling, I'd be a pretty happy dude.
Can you imagine if he's going after a premium free agent and they go, are you willing to pay the luxury tax? Yeah, I sure am.
Of course.
Welcome to Houston, all the best players.
Yeah. What does White Mike want to talk about? It says apology. Are we sure that's not white magic?
Could I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, the intern typed it in, so we don't know. Yeah, so we don't know.
So it says White Mike apologize. White Mike, what's up?
I said white magic. The intern, goodness.
See, I knew it. That's why I asked you in your ear. Is it White Mike or white magic?
Andrew probably took that call.
First he said white knight, and I was like, no, I'm not a Klansman, I promise you.
Or Gregory Hines.
Yeah, but I want to apologize, guys. Last week I called in, and I said Tiger Woods needs to hang it up, and then he comes out and he has the best weekend he's probably had in the last, 5-6 years?
Yep.
So I just wanted to call you guys and apologize for saying that. And hopefully, I guess he was listening, he heard me, and he was a little motivated to go out there and swing the club the way that he did. I'll hang up and listen.
I tell you what. I thought about Mike when he was making the run this weekend, and I was like, oh, we just had this conversation on the show, but Tiger showed up.
What did he end up finishing?
So here's the thing. Oh. So he showed up, and he went real low Saturday.
65, right?
For most of Sunday, right?
Yeah.
He gets to 17, the famous Island Green, right?
Yeah.
No one's going to get first place. Webb Simpson's running away with it. But second place pays almost $1 million. And gets you a lot of, obviously, cred that he's back. He gets to 17. Barry, he hasn't hit a ball in the water in any round in the last 13 years on the 17th hole.
Okay.
Smack dab in the juice.
Where does he finish?
So he finished 11th. Tied for 11th.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Considering what he's been doing.
I can tell you this. On the back nine, the final day, he was a stroke out of, he was four out of the lead at one point, and he was one out of second place. That's pretty good.
I knew he was doing well because Josh Rapp started tweeting to me.
Yep.
Still think he sucks, Barry?
Yep.
I mean, yeah. But, okay. You're right, Josh.
The bigger story, if you don't follow golf, is Jordan Spieth. And also Jason Duffner, but Spieth, because he's a Texas kid. And he was so frustrated because the course is really tricked out. It's the Players' Championship. On the 18th hole, he knew he was out of it. He just started slapping it around the hole and missed like two or three two-footers.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN put the graphic up. Those two or three two-footers, six figures is what it cost him.
I'm not doing that to me.
No. I'm taking every opportunity and all the time in the world to make those.
Yep.
Because he kicked it around, it's like $125,000 out the pocket.
Idiot.
Not smart.
Dumb.
All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. We're going to wrap it all up, put a bow on it, turn it over to Fred, AJ Jong, and the Blitz in just mere minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go.
Let it play. Let it play.
Wifey asked me why I want so much. I don't know. There's more to get your thoughts that I go
nuts. My purpose with the life of giving conquer with both sons. You know what?
It ain't bad.
He ain't bad. Tell him who it is, Joel.
Cole Beasley.
If I gave you 100 guesses to name this rapper,
Blackberry.
What's it, what is he? Oh, I guess he just goes by Cole Beasley.
Auto-tuning right
he doesn't even have a rap name like C. Beasley.
C. Beasley. I'm sure they call him
C. Beasley, right? I would go. Sorts, no.
They might call him C. Beasley.
Does he have at least one rap song called The Slot?
No.
No?
Damn. Man, he dropped 13 songs.
It made top 20 on iTunes. Cole Beasley's album, The Autobiography, is top 20 on iTunes when he dropped.
He started tweeting out, too, I've been rapping since college, so quit with the negativity. Without music, there is no football for me. And I'll tell you this.
It's not horrible.
It is not
compared
horrible.
Compared to, like, at least I can understand him. At least it's not mumble rap, which I guess in his case it would be fumble rap. Watch out!
Oh boy.
Oh, man. Where's don't
the,
you?
Where's the gong and the dad show? Dong.
Nailed
where's
it.
Where's that?
Are you kidding me?
Nick.
Well, fumble rap chart. Is really amazing, to... Joel. You're just
stupid.
Mad you didn't think
no,
of
I'm
it.
Not, actually.
Oh, you so are. But he, yeah, apparently C. Beasley has been rapping for a while. And everybody is supporting him. And now he's got a top 20 iTunes album.
So it's the album is top 20, right?
You said there's one song called I Am What I Am?
Yeah.
That really sounds like a Popeye track, though. I don't know that I would have called I Am What I Am's What I Am's and I'm it's all that I Am's. What?
Wow. Okay.
I didn't name it. The Autobiography. You got to check that
oil.
Out. Are you putting that into your rotation now,
I
Nick?
Will. It didn't sound that bad
not,
at all.
Not for here.
No,
I'm talking about your
you.
Personal rotation.
Yeah,
not
that's
for
what
the
I meant.
Show. Okay.
Yeah, are you guys familiar?
I'll take a listen to it for sure.
Speaking of rap, are you guys familiar with Young Dolph?
No.
Okay. Young Dolph evidently has a fairly popular cut or two on some tunes. Recently walked into a Starbucks by Duke University, and the employees that were in the Starbucks started cranking up his tune, and the manager of the store didn't like it and fired both employees. And Young Dolph heard about it, mm-hmm. brought him to his concert, brought him up on stage, said, look, basically, I know you're going to get a new job, but in the meantime, I got $20,000 for y'all right now. And just forked out cash for each employee.
Well, that's nice.
It's a pretty good deal right there.
Look, wow, I don't even know who that is. He can't be making that much money because I feel like in the rap industry, there's like 5-10 people that are really making a lot of money and then the rest are not.
You'd be surprised, though, with straight, like, dude, if Cole Beasley can get into the top 20. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of money to
Cowboys
be had.
Cowboys fans all across the country.
That's true. They're just down with CBZ and
there's
Popeye.
People in New York who are Cowboys fans.
Wimpy.
They're all over the place.
Isn't Wimpy on Popeye? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just had to make sure.
If you give me my hamburger today, I'd gladly pay you on Tuesday.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. What does Q want to talk about? Breaking news.
He's trying
what
to be this? The next OU Mike.
No, he's not. Okay. You can't know. Q-Ball's got his own thing. He comes up with a different name every time. Which, by the way, I asked the interns, which one of you screwed up White Magic's
Andrew
name?
Andrew blamed the new kid.
Yeah, immediately goes, oh, the new guy took the call.
Yeah.
I was like, what's your name? He's like, Connor. I was like, damn it, Connor. Welcome aboard. Don't ever let that happen again.
By the way, Nick,
we expect perfection on this show. This ain't these other shows. We expect perfection on the number four show
like
in
me.
The city.
I'm absolutely perfect.
Number one in our time
really?
Slot. Yeah. Young Dolph's song is Get Paid.
Okay. Well, apparently he did.
Get paid.
Let's go to Q-Ball. Q-Ball, what's up, man? Breaking news. What is it?
Hey, guys. First of all, let me just tell you, you got great shows. You guys are off the chain today.
Thank
great
you.
Great job, Joel and Nick.
What?
Barry, today. You were kind of a little saltier. You're a little saltier. Uncharacteristic of you. You know, be salty today.
Hey,
I'm not sure
Yo. You want to see salty?
Yeah.
You want to see salty?
Yeah. You gonna hit keyboard cat on me?
No, I'll just have Nick hang up on you. I mean, we could.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Why was I salty? Oh, I bet you did it. What's up?
Yeah, like I said, today you're uncharacteristically salty today, so I'm not sure if you can take the PMS pill or you need a Virginia pill to wipe it down. But anyway, the real reason I called was for that caller, Patrick. You know, I have to agree and disagree with him as far as, you know, he's saying that the Warriors are going to win the series. I highly doubt. I think the Rockets are taking this in five. And today, I believe they're going to unleash their secret weapon. So be on the lookout for that today.
Go ahead, Barry. Ask him what that is.
No.
Rockets in five. That's bold.
Appreciate the call, Q-Ball.
You're going to cut him off and not ask what his secret weapon is?
How's that for salty? As Fred would say, dickweed. How's that? Huh? He calling me salty. Look, Nick's like, do I really hang up on him? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to hang up on him. No. Here's Young Dolph, by the way.
Sounds like a tornado warning.
Now be careful. There are explicit lyrics.
I think this is clean. I don't know. Okay. We'll find out. Watch it say.
Get paid, young hitter, get paid. Get paid, young hitter, get paid.
That is terrible.
Young hitter. That's the I think chorus. Cole Beasley maybe sounds better.
That was horrible.
That was the chorus.
Young,
maybe
is this short
lyrics.
For Young Dolphin? Is that what it's short
I don't
for?
Know. It doesn't say.
It does say that he actually flew these two students from Duke University
to
his show, gave him $20,000, and as the story goes, the Duke University's vice president for student affairs complained after he heard that this song was being played after it was considered some of the lyrics to be inappropriate. Therefore, the employees were let go. When Young Dolph found out...
Yes. You're fascinated with Young Dolph, right?
I'm not really.
I see, though, but like he keeps going back to Young
like,
Dolph.
I was expecting,
I'm trying to move
I was
from
expecting
Young Dolph.
Cole Beasley's
He's fascinated
song
with it.
To sound like that last song of Young Dolph.
I would have expected it to be worse,
and
yes.
Cole Beasley was good.
Julian Rodriguez and Zachary Shoemaker were big fans of my fumble rap joke. Big fans. Well, actually,
somebody's got to be.
Zach said, hey, bleep you for that fumble joke. Barry hit us with a dad joke. Yeah, nailed it. All right. Nailed it. And Simply Chris said, check out Arian Foster's album. I have heard it's really good.
Oh, I still haven't listened to that.
Yeah, people have
Flamingo
really given
and
that
Koval
rave reviews.
By
yeah.
Bobby Fino. And I actually talked to Jason at Current Cuts because obviously that's where when I go on Thursdays, he's there. And I was trying to get him to come on and talk about the album. So I'm still efforting that. We're not. I told him we won't talk about any of the past stuff with Arian. We just talk. We'll talk podcast. We'll talk album. We'll talk looking forward instead of looking backwards.
I'll say this too. One guy that's been able to maximize his relationships to get good guests on his show that have good content. He's done that.
Yeah,
he's done a really nice job with
his
podcast.
He's got the connects. He's got the connects for sure.
Yeah.
Lenny said, to be honest, Cole Beasley's not as good as the guy who sang the Honey Badger song. Yeah, I agree. Honey Badger is one of the greatest songs ever released.
Like the Honey Badger?
Yeah. The song I did. Oh. The Honey Badger anthem.
Oh, you're Honey
I'm
Badger.
I'm going to need you to keep up, Joel.
I don't think of you.
Joel's going to be listening to Young Dolph.
I don't
Dolph
think
on the
of
way home.
You when I think of Honey Badger.
I am like Honey Badger anthem.
Okay. I think of Tyrann Mathieu.
Okay. That's fine. But ask him who wrote his theme song.
Nick, when Texans start training camp, I want you to, just like you were supposed to go get Joe Johnson to get the armadillo cowboy out of the way, yeah. I want you to go up to Tyrann Mathieu and go, who was responsible for writing your theme song?
He's going to be like,
I want that one.
I don't have one, bro. Be like, you do now, biatch, and then play it for him. Surprise! By the way, do you see Nick packing up his laptop, wrapping it in a shirt that I gave him? You're a total dick for that.
I was hoping you'd see that.
Don't even try to excuse it. We're going to get to the bottom of this
tomorrow.
You kiss my ass, all right?
There you have it. Hey, people, we appreciate you tuning in on a Monday and every weekday, Monday through Friday. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. For now, we're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. For Barry, for Nick, I'm Joel. It's the usual suspects. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow on ESPN 97.5.
Go Rockets!
ESPN 97.5.